Welcome to our service for Sunday, the 26th of April 2020, the second week of Easter. And our topic for this week is, who is Jesus? My name is Max Cross. I'm the church leader in Bedhampton Parish, and you're most welcome here if this is your first time. This week, we're starting a look at the foundations of the Christian faith. We're using the renowned Alpha material to do that. And we're going to be delving into questions like, who is Jesus? Why did he have to die? Why do we read the Bible? How do we pray? And other areas, a chance to investigate and ask all those questions that you've always wanted to ask about the Christian faith. There'll be an extra video following on from this service, which you can look at on Monday or Tuesday, available on our website, which presents some more information and evidence for the discussion that week. And then on Wednesday night, you'd be most welcome to join us for our discussion group. You'd be welcome to join us whether this is your first time with us and you've never stepped foot into our church building, or indeed if you're part of our family here at Bedhampton. Just send me an email, give me a phone call, and I will make sure that you get access to that online discussion group Wednesday night. Just a quick piece of news before we continue. I'd love for you to consider giving some food to the food bank. At this time, they are overrun as ever with the needs in our country. Normally, you'd be able to drop that off in our church buildings, but of course you can't right now. But there is a black box at the front of the rectory by the front door. The rectory is in Bidbury Lane. Do feel free to drop in some food into that black box, and I will make sure that it gets to the food bank. But of course, the real reason that we gather is we come to seek God, to seek his will for our life, to seek to understand more of him, and indeed to become more like Jesus. Wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, whatever building you're in, whatever time it is for you, we can come before God and ask his Holy Spirit to be with us. Indeed, we're going to have a moment of quiet before we begin. And I would say to you right now, just out loud, invite God's Holy Spirit to be with you. So let's take that time to be quiet and to put aside our worries and concerns from the week and just to come before God. Holy Spirit, would you be with us now, wherever we are, whatever time it is for us, whatever our location is, we know that you are the same God. The collect for the week, our special prayer for this Sunday. Risen Christ, you filled your disciples with boldness and fresh hope. Strengthen us to proclaim your risen life and fill us with your peace to the glory of God the Father. Amen. We're going to have a moment now where we can either sing along with this song or just to rest and hear the word rush over us. Our God saves.
In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit, Lord, we come. We are gathered together to lift up your name, to call on our Savior, to fall on your grace. Hear the joyful sound of our offering as your saints bow down, as your people sing. We'll rise with you, lifted on your wings, and the world will see that our God saves. Our God saves. There is hope in your name. come. We are gathered together to lift up your name, to call on our Savior, to fall on your grace. Hear the joyful sound of our offering as your saints bow down, as your people sing. We will rise with you, lifted on your wings, and the world will see that our God saves. Our God saves. There is hope in saints bow down as your people sing. We will rise with you, lifted on your wings, and the world will see that our God saves. Our God saves. There is hope in your songs of praise. Our God saves. Our God saves.
Linda Brown was kind enough to send me a video this week. She's one of our members from our 11 o'clock family at St. Thomas's, and she sent me this video about how she sees Jesus.
I'm going to read a poem this morning which is sums up my Christian life. And not only that, it was a poem which was very, very special to my father, Tom. Tom was a man who had no desire to go to church, had no thoughts toward God. He just wasn't interested. And then in his late 50s, he wonderfully came into the knowledge of the love of God and gave his heart to Jesus. And this poem was a poem that was very special to him as well. It's called, I Have a Friend. My Lord and I have a friend so precious, so very dear to me. He loves me with such tender love. He loves so faithfully. I could not live apart from him. I love to feel him nigh, and so we dwell together, my Lord and I. Sometimes I'm faint and weary. He knows that I am weak, and as he bids me lean on him, his help I gladly seek. He leads me in the paths of light beneath a sunny sky, and so we walk together, my Lord and I. I tell him all my sorrows, I tell him all my joys, I tell him all that pleases me. I tell him what annoys. He tells me what I ought to do. He tells me what to try. And so we walk together, my Lord and I. He knows how I am longing some weary soul to win. And so he bids me go and speak a loving word for him. He bids me tell his wondrous love and why he came to die. And so we walk together, my Lord and I.
Thank you for that, Linda. Neville is now going to read for us Psalm 72. It's a psalm that some people suggest alludes to Jesus as the perfect king. King David prays and says, if there was a perfect king, this would be him. As we look at who Jesus is today, you might want to choose to close your eyes and just listen to the words of Psalm 72.
Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvellous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse.
Thank you for that, Neville. Now we're going to hear Sandra read from the New Testament for us.
The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. Peter's confession of Christ. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Jesus was a con artist. If you asked me in my 20s who I thought Jesus was, that is the type of reply you would have got from me, that I believed he was some sort of manipulator of people to his own benefit. Not that I investigated it for any length anyway. Not that I actually studied to find out who Jesus was. No, I simply picked up my own ideas of who Jesus was from my friends around me. And most of those suggested that they believed he was a con artist, that he wasn't a real person, if you will. I imagine that you have your own ideas about who Jesus is. What I found was, after some investigation, that actually my ideas of who Jesus is were based upon misconceptions, untruths, if you will. In our reading today, we find that nothing new is under the sun, because Jesus is misunderstood here as well. Jesus is with his band of brothers, the disciples, and he says to them, "Who do people say that I am?" "Some say John the Baptist," they say. Others say Elijah. Others say that you are simply a great teacher, a good man. So it's not just today that that happens. In fact, even today, people say that Jesus isn't who he said he was. Some say Jesus was deluded, mad, if you will. Others say that Jesus was a con artist. Perhaps you might describe that as bad. And others say that Jesus is God. I wonder what camp you might fall into. There is a follow-on discussion to this chat today, which will delve more into the evidence of who Jesus is. So I won't cover that in too much detail, because you can go off to our website and see that in your own time. But why would people believe Jesus to be mad, bad, or God? It helps, I think, if we look at who Jesus himself said he was. Because Jesus said about himself that he was the bread of life. Indeed, he is the bread of life. And what he meant by that was this happiness that you and I search for, this happiness that people look for all over the world. Some find it in cars and homes. Others look for it in alcohol or drugs or sex. But we all search for it. What he said was actually none of those things cut the mustard. Because actually, the bread of life is the place that you find that happiness. In the God who created you, peace and happiness can be found with him, is what Jesus said about himself. And then he also said, "Come to me, all you who are weary, burdened, and I will give you rest." He's saying something along the lines of, I know that life is tough. But actually, if you come to me, if you come to Jesus, there will be a way of understanding what that really means. That life will take perspective. And then he said he would set you free, and then you would be free indeed. That Jesus died for you and I, for the mistakes that we made. It says that actually, you can go to him, and he will set you free of those sins and those mistakes when we turn away from them. Peace, eternal life, connection with God, all these things that people around the world would desire. Amazing things to have. But if Jesus said that he could give you these things and they weren't true, then he would be bad. Or at least, if he believed them to be true and they weren't, he would be deluded. Except for the fact that there's no evidence to suggest that Jesus was either mad or bad. Quite the opposite, in fact. So if he's not mad or bad, then he has to be God. And we see evidence for that in our discussion on that video and on Wednesday night when we get together. We see evidence from the Bible being an accurate biography of who Jesus is. That we can trust the Bible. That there's more evidence for it being factually correct than many of the historic documents that we trust today. We see evidence in the teachings of Jesus. That they still are here today. Indeed, that many of our governments around the world are based upon the teachings of Jesus. And we see evidence in the actions of Jesus, even to the point of rising from the dead and the evidence that is available for that. You see, we see that Jesus is neither deluded or bad. He's not a con artist. He is actually God. But all of that is irrelevant. It's irrelevant because actually it doesn't matter what I say Jesus is. It doesn't matter what others around you say Jesus. It only matters who you say Jesus is. Back to those disciples, those band of brothers with Jesus. When they finished answering the question about who others say Jesus is, Jesus got to the bottom line. He asked the real question he was trying to find out. But what about you, he said. Who do you say? And that's the same question for all of us, isn't it? whether we've been going to the church building for 30 years or whether we've never stepped foot into that church building, who do we say Jesus is? Whether we are 8 or 80. What about you? Who do you say Jesus is? I don't know about you, but once I heard that question properly, who do you say Jesus is? I couldn't leave it for others to make my mind up. I had to investigate for myself. Which is why I invite you to do just that with us. Whether you've been coming to church, as I've already said, for years, or whether you've never been. As we begin this investigation this week, join us as we ask the question, who do you say Jesus is? Rosalind is now going to say some prayers for us.
As we come to pray before our Almighty God, let us remember that the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. We can say, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in him. Dear Heavenly Father, we look to you at this difficult time. You are the one where our help comes from. We thank you that you are sovereign, for you made the earth and everything in it. Lord, we lift up our world to you and ask that you will have mercy. Grant wisdom to those in leadership. We pray that they would have compassion on those they serve. Help them as they try to work out how to keep their people safe and well. May they find their help in you. We thank you, gracious Father, for the beautiful sunshine that we have been enjoying, for the blossom on the trees, the flowers, and the birds singing. Thank you for neighbours looking out for each other, good deeds that keep our spirits up, and regular routines that help us feel more normal. We pray for those who are struggling, those we know, and those who keep their needs to themselves. We thank you, Father, that you are a God who meets our needs. May we turn to you and find you to be our Saviour and our hope. Bring healing of body and mind to those who are sick. Help us to see the things that we can do to help others. Look after those whose homes are not a safe place to be. Somehow, in the midst of fear, may they know your love, dear Father. We thank you, Father, for the NHS, for those who many years ago fought for our system, for a system where all could access the care that they need. Lord, forgive us when we have not valued this treasure, and we pray that you would protect it. We ask, dear Father, that you would protect those who work in the NHS. We pray for the need of personal protective equipment. Please, Lord, help right decisions to be made. May red tape be cleared and equipment get to where it's needed. Thank you that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. We pray that you would give opportunities to those who know you to share the hope that is in them. We pray for those charities like Mercy Ships who have had to send staff home to work in their own countries. Please provide all that they need to keep going. We thank you for all who are putting themselves at risk to serve in all sorts of ways. May they know your hand of protection on them. Deliver them from any fear. May they turn to you and know the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, dear Father, for those who are trying to make a vaccine for the coronavirus. Thank you for their abilities. May they call to you for help as they work and find you to be faithful, and may your name be glorified and lifted up. We pray for our government and thank you for all they are doing to serve the nation. Please grant them wisdom and integrity. Help them as they decide the next steps for our country. We pray that you would give a voice and influence to those in the government who know you, and may your kingdom come and your will be done in all of the decisions that are made. Grant peace to those who are worrying about their business and finance. We pray that together with our government they would see a way forward. We pray for those we love who can't be with us at the moment. Please bless them and keep them safe. We pray for dear Janet and family at this sad time, and for others who have lost a loved one. Please be all that they need. Dear Father, we pray that you would help us to fix our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. May we use this time wisely, and may we be ready to follow you when you call. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Rosalind, for that. And let's bring those prayers together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We're going to sing that well-known hymn now. Crown Him with Many Crowns. Don't forget on our website that you can find a communion service if that's something that you want to do this week, to join in with your God in communion. And also feel free, as I always say, to email me or to give me a call. And if you have anything that you'd like to include in these future services, have a chat with me and send over a video or an email. Do let me know as well if you want to be part of that discussion group coming this Wednesday night. And do check out that follow-on video from today's service on our website, www.bedhampton.church/alpha. But for now, let me pray for you as we finish. Lord Jesus, at this strange time, wherever we are right now, whatever time it is, we thank you that you are the same God today as you were yesterday, as you will be tomorrow. Bless us in our time this week. Pour out your Spirit upon us, we pray. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. I'll see you soon.